Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
It's easy to dismiss strange events, chalk them up to stress, poor lighting, or tricks of the mind. We convince ourselves that what we saw was just a shadow, what we heard was just the wind, and what we felt was just nothing at all. Until one night, it isn't. In tonight's story, we follow someone whose life was, by all accounts, ordinary. A quiet street, a modest house, a ritual of nightly prayer that brought peace after long days. But peace can be fragile, especially when the veil between worlds grows thin. And when that veil shifts, sometimes it doesn't do so with sound or fury, but with a whisper on the wall. After the passing of her beloved grandmother, one woman sought comfort in prayer. But comfort gave way to something else, something impossible to explain. A message written not in words, but in light and shadow. A message that may have come from the other side. Let's get to the letter. They write, "This story happened a while ago, maybe 5 to 7 months back. I forget the exact date. It was just before things got heavy at home. Oddly enough, those problems have started to ease up lately, like something heavy finally let go. I don't know if that matters, but it feels connected somehow. Now, I want to start by saying this. My house isn't the kind of place you'd expect to be haunted. It's just a plain home tucked off a single road lined with other houses and one low-rise apartment complex. If you passed it in daylight, you wouldn't think twice. Nothing ancient, nothing creepy, just normal. The only thing that stands out is our backyard. It's unusually big. Too big, honestly, for this kind of neighborhood. It stretches out farther than you'd expect. A little too quiet at night, especially in contrast with the hum of traffic at the front of the house. I've always brushed off oddities around here. Sometimes I'd catch strange flickers of light out in the yard or brief shadows on the walls. But with a power station just down the road, I'd always assume it was interference. Maybe something bouncing off the lines or the wind playing tricks with nearby security lights. It was easy to explain. And maybe I wanted those explanations. Every night, without fail, I pray before bed. It's more than a habit. It's part of who I am. I ask for the usual: safety, health, peaceful sleep. But sometimes the prayer shifts into something else, a quiet monologue. Sometimes I direct it towards someone specific. That night I chose my grandmother. She passed away a few years ago. She wasn't the preachy kind, but her faith was solid, deep, unmoving. The kind you felt in the way she carried herself. She'd tell stories about going to church, getting sick each time before finally pushing through to get baptized. She once told me she heard trumpets on the ride home afterward. Just her, not her husband. That always stuck with me. That night I didn't ask for much. I just talked. I asked how she was, what she might be doing, wherever she was. I told her I missed her. It wasn't anything dramatic, just a soft moment between me and someone I hoped was listening. When I said amen, I opened my eyes, expecting the same dark room I always saw. But it wasn't the same. Above my computer desk on the wall that never gets light from the windows, I saw something. Words. At first I thought I was imagining it, but the letters were there, clear enough to read. They weren't painted or written. They were just there, as if made out of shadows in the faintest glow. Three letters burned themselves into my brain. I hear. My heart skipped. I stared, blinked, rubbed my eyes. I checked the windows. No light from the street reached that part of the room. My computer was off. So was my boyfriend's. There was no light source, but the words didn't go away. And then they started to change. I can't explain it. The letters morphed slowly, like melting wax reforming into something new. I didn't even notice it at first, but suddenly the message had shifted. It now read, "I heal." I don't know how long I stared at it. I know I didn't sleep much that night. The words never faded. They just stayed as if waiting for me to understand. And the strangest part? I did understand. It was her. I didn't tell anyone, not right away. I just kept looking for a reason. The next day, I stood in every corner of my room trying to recreate it. I turned on lights, unplugged everything, opened every curtain, nothing. That wall remained blank, dull, and untouched. Every night since, after praying, I look to that wall, but I've never seen the letters again. Still, I know what I saw. And more than that, I know who it came from. I tried everything, believe me. Flashlights at different angles, holding up mirrors, even switching out the bulbs in the hallway, thinking maybe there was a weird reflection I never noticed. But no matter what I did, I couldn't replicate what I saw. The wall stayed just a wall. But that didn't mean the moment was gone. The next night, I said my prayers again. This time, my voice shook a little. I wasn't scared, at least I didn't feel scared, just alert, aware. I whispered to her again, more hesitantly this time, asking if she was still there. When I opened my eyes, the wall was blank. And the next night, and the night after that, no words, no light, nothing. Still, something lingered. It wasn't what I saw, it was what I felt. As if the silence itself was an answer. Over the next few weeks, things at home started to change. Little tensions that used to boil under the surface, they simmered down. Conversations that usually ended in sighs or silence turned warm again. Even my own mood, I wasn't snapping as much. I wasn't waking up with that tight feeling in my chest. I didn't realize how heavy everything had been until it wasn't anymore. I started wondering, had I been carrying something I didn't understand? Had that night, those words unlocked something? It wasn't just emotional. Things around me shifted. Doors that creaked before stayed silent. The usual electric hum from outside, muted. Even the dog seemed calmer, like whatever he'd been reacting to was no longer there. Then came the night of the blackout. It was late, past midnight. I'd finished my prayer, thanked her again, even though I still hadn't seen another sign. The lights flickered once, then everything went out. The house went still. The kind of still that presses on your eardrums. I reached for my phone, but I paused. The room felt charged. And then, just for a moment, I saw it again. Not as clear as before, but unmistakable. "I heal." The words hung there, dimmer this time, like a final whisper. Then the power snapped back, and they were gone. That was the last time I saw them. I still look, though. I always look, every night. The wall stays empty, and the light never touches it. But that's okay. I don't need to see the words to know they were real. Things have continued to settle since then. Life hasn't been perfect, but it's lighter. As if something stepped in when I needed it most, and then quietly stepped back. I've thought about what it could have been. A message from my grandmother, a trick of grief, some unexplained electrical fluke that just happened to form the words I needed to hear. Or maybe it was something else entirely. Maybe we're not meant to know for sure, but I'll say this. Whatever it was, it found me in a moment of doubt and gave me something to hold on to. And I've held on ever since. Thanks for taking time to read this, Julia. Sometimes the loudest voices don't make a sound. What Julia experienced wasn't thunder in the hallway or a shadow at the foot of the bed. There were no slamming doors, no flickering lights, no cold spots. Just a message, brief, profound, and impossible to explain. Written not in ink or flame, but in something far more ephemeral, shadow, light, and perhaps belief. Skeptics might argue that this was a projection of grief, a subconscious expression seeking closure. The mind, after all, is capable of extraordinary things under the weight of loss. It's not uncommon for those grieving to experience what psychologists call after-death communication, a term that itself walks the line between science and something more spiritual. Could Julia's devotion, her nightly rituals, and her emotional need have combined to produce a moment her mind mistook for the supernatural? Maybe. But there's another possibility, one that doesn't dismiss the rationale, but also doesn't turn away from wonder. Maybe Julia was heard. Maybe her prayer didn't vanish into empty air. Maybe in a moment when the world was quiet enough, someone answered. The timing of what followed, her emotional healing, the changes in her home, might be coincidence. Or it might be evidence of something far more personal and far more permanent. If healing is an act of love, who's to say it must come from the living? In stories like this, we're reminded that not all hauntings are born from torment or tragedy. Some are echoes of care that reach back across the boundary we think separates us. And sometimes all it takes to bridge that distance is a whispered name and the courage to look up when the prayer is done. Until next time, keep the lights low and listen. You never know who's listening back.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.